It's Mignon Fogarty, Grammar Girl. You asked for it, and I've been working on it for over a year. My first print book comes out this week, July 8th. You can buy a copy now wherever fine books are sold. Grammar Girl here. I know I promised that the next episode would be about apostrophes, but Zach wrote in with a grammar emergency tied to the execution of Saddam Hussein. I'm sure we all realize that there are more important aspects to this story than reporters fouling up their language. But still, in Grammar Girl land, we like to work these things out. So today's topic is hung versus hanged. Zach said he was taught that curtains are hung and people are hanged, and he's correct. It's not quite that cut and dried. Some of my reference books say hung isn't wrong, just less customary when referring to past executions. And the Random House Unabridged Dictionary says that hung is becoming more common. But the majority of my books agree that the standard English word is hanged when you're talking about killing people by dangling them from a rope. Therefore, it's correct to say that Saddam Hussein was hanged in Baghdad on Saturday, December 30, 2006. It seemed a little curious to me that there would be two past tense forms of the word hang that differ depending on their meaning. So I did a little research and found out that in Old English, there were two different words for hang, hon and hungen, I'm not sure I'm saying those right, and the entanglement of these words plus an Old Norse word, hengjan, is responsible for there being two past tense forms of the word hang today. That's all. You can find the Grammar Girl website at qdnow.com and send questions and comments to feedback@qdnow.com or by calling 206-338-GIRL. Thanks for listening.